Bartlesville taking on the Enid Plainsmen tonight. Homecoming for the Bruins at Custer Stadium. Evan Farbach with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee for the Bruins Coach's Corner. And Coach, you improved to 2-0 last week. Got a 42-14 win over Cache Hall. And before we talk about the Plainsmen a little bit, what were your thoughts about week's number two victory?
Well, it was nice to get off to a good start. We started a lot faster than what we did against East Central the previous week. Take that those first two offensive possessions, we go down, we score, which was very good. So we continue to improve both offensively and defensively. I thought our defense played really well the other night for three plus quarters. It was a good start. It's great being 2-0. A lot better than 0-2. So hopefully we can continue to get better and be 3-0 going into district play.
We compared and contrasted last year with this year a little bit earlier. You guys gave up 50-plus points to Enid last year, and then this year you start off the year with six straight scoreless quarters. So the defense has improved, and I would guess that helps you sleep a little at night.
That's a fact. But our defense is playing really, really well now, right now. So, Coach Poole does a great job with our defensive unit. We've gone back to a four-man front look, even though we can still run a three-man front. But I think the four-man front allows us to be a little bit more sound in our schemes and being a gap sound defense, which has helped us. It's helped our linebackers out a lot. With Hunter and Jordy back there playing linebacker, those guys continue to improve. So as a complete defensive unit, we're playing really well right now. So glad to see that.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee ahead of the Bruins homecoming matchup with the Enid Plainsmen. Enid is 0-2. They have losses to Ponca City and Sand Spring so far this year. A lot different of a ball club than we saw last year in Western Oklahoma. New head coach, new offensive look, and a lot of new faces as well.
Yeah, anytime you have a coaching change and you have a new coach, you're going to go through some growing pains and some adjustments. So maybe that adjustment period is taking them a little bit longer than what you would expect. But it's still a very good, sound football team that we're going to face tonight. So hopefully we can go out and have some success early and see how the game unfolds.
What are some keys for you guys tonight? I know that they've changed up their offensive style. We talked about that a little bit earlier, a spread style of offense, which is a little bit different of a look than you saw against East Central and Cache Hall the past couple weeks.
Well, yeah, I mean, they give us a little bit different look in some of the things that they do. But again, it's nothing that our kids haven't seen before. I mean, we're a spread offense, so they've seen that every day in practice for the past month or whatever it's been since we've started. So I don't expect our guys to freak out about that. But if we can go out and get lined up right, and we'll be just fine. And offensively, we need to go out and execute the things that we do, control the pace of play, take care of the football, and knock out some of the dumb penalties that we have, the holding calls or this or that, man downfield. So if we can clean some of that stuff up, I think we'll be just fine.
Homecoming tonight, a little more pomp and circumstance around the game. In addition to a little bit of a change up on the helmets, you're going to put the old College High and Sooner High logos on the helmets and speak about that a little bit and how special that is for you guys to welcome in some of the other graduates of a high school in Bartlesville that maybe didn't graduate from Bartlesville High School.
Well, it's an idea that we came up with last spring, and we wanted to do something to pay tribute to those alumni and those two schools from which Bartlesville High School came from. So we went out and we had some metallic gold Wildcat emblems made, along with some metallic gold Sooner Spartans, and we're going to wear those on our helmets for this game as a tribute, if you want to call it that, to those two schools, because this is a special year for Bartlesville High School. It's the first time that we've had a 9-12 high school since since 1982 or whenever it was that those two schools combined to become Bartlesville High School. So it's a special year for us, so we wanted to reflect and look back on those two schools and those alumni and pay tribute to them.
Bartlesville against Enid tonight from Custer Stadium. Homecoming for the Bruins. Bartlesville looking to go to 3-0. Coach McKee, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you tonight.
Thank you, sir.